from 67 to 74, I grew up in Dallas. And where I grew up, it was easy for us to go to the mall at North Park. So we'd go to North Park Mall throughout the year for various reasons. And at Christmas time, we would go there. But when Mom and Dad would say, we're going to go to North Park, me as a little child getting close to Christmas, when I hear North Park, I hear North Pole. And especially because we were going to go see Santa at Sears. And so we went to North Park, the North Pole to me, and got out and went in. Of course, it was cold, and went in, and I got to see Santa. And I sat on Santa's lap, and I asked Santa for what I wanted for Christmas. And as we were coming out of the Santa castle set up there, kind of like a gingerbread thing, walking out, I noticed that Mom had bought for the family a brand new stuffed Santa. Aww. Everybody go, say that way. Aww. Here, choir, take a look. Aww. And I was happy. I loved the Santa. It was nice. It was stuffed. It wasn't the hard plastic one that Mina, our German Shepherd, had just destroyed. It was nice and soft. And I remembered I wanted to go to bed with it. I wanted to take it to bed with me. And I was upset that Mom wanted to leave it in the living room. But she gave it to me there to sleep with on Christmas Eve. And I was so happy, and I carried it around, and I chewed on the little puffball on the top of the head. And I loved it, and I loved my Santa. And then it was time to put away all the decorations and to bring down the tree and to put everything away into boxes for that eternity that is next year and Christmas that would come forever away. And so I was unhappy. They had to take my Santa from me and put it in a mean box and put it in the attic. No! I was sad. I was so sad. Well, Santa lived in the attic for a year. And I'll never forget, we were getting all of our Christmas decorations down, and I had forgotten about Santa. And I'm going through boxes, and Mother finds Santa. And she says, Greg, come here and see. I've got Santa for you. And she holds it up to me, and I look at him, and I go, ah! Because he was scary now. He had this little glint in his eyes. And he's looking to the side, and it's like he's saying, hi, Greg. I'm happy to see you again, Greg. It wasn't what I expected. I'd forgotten about you, Santa. You forgot about me, did you? And he terrified me. And I put him far, far, far away in the corner of the living room. And every time I'd go through, if he was sitting looking out from the couch, I'd turn him around and face the corner. Santa. Stuffed Santa. It wasn't what I expected. And for years after that, I didn't want to keep him with me. I kept him at arm's length. He wasn't what I was expecting. He wasn't what I remembered. In fact, after I graduated from high school around about 1988, when the movie Child's Play came out, Santa Chucky became an issue for me. And he spent several years, I think a decade, in a box. And I didn't look at him once. Unexpected things. You know, unexpected things. You just sit there. If he moves, tell me. Unexpected things. You know, that's what happens in the story here. Mary and Joseph were engaged to be married. They were not yet married. And you wouldn't expect, especially in the ancient world, you wouldn't expect that your betrothed would be discovered to be pregnant. Now, over in Luke's gospel, we hear the story from Mary's perspective. We get to see the annunciation of the angel unto Mary. You shall conceive, you will conceive and bear a son. And Mary says, after being told she was favored by God, let it be with me according to your word. Now later, after she's pregnant, she comes back from Elizabeth and she's discovered to be pregnant. And Joseph could have had her humiliated in public. He could have had her put away. He could have had her stoned to death. But he was a kind man, and so he decided instead simply to send her away so that she would not be further humiliated and that he would not marry her. But the angel tells him no. This was an unexpected discovery. He had his rights. He could have stood up for them. But the angel tells him no. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now that's huge, my friends. The direction on what to name this child comes here too. The naming reflects his nature. Joshua is his Hebrew name. Jesus is the anglicized rendering of the Greek rendering of the Hebrew name Yeshua. And Yeshua means Yahweh delivers or Yahweh saves. For he will save his people from their sins. That is who this child is to be. The one through whom Yahweh, the creator of the universe, Yahweh, the God of all, will deliver us from our sins. And how does that happen? And here we have that second element of Jesus' nature. For it is not just that he saves us from our sins, as important as that is, it's because he is God's presence with us, Emmanuel, that we are saved. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. The God who isn't distant. He's not watching us from a distance. He's the God who is right here in our midst, imminent, present. Just like a baby is imminent and present, and you can't deny the baby is around, so also God is present. Present in Jesus Christ, our Lord, Yahweh delivers, Yahweh saves. It's not how the people expected God to come. It's not what they expected in their Messiah. They didn't expect a baby born of a carpenter and a young woman, a baby born in scandalous circumstances. They didn't expect that. They expected the Messiah to come in with a conquering army and to defeat the Roman forces of occupation, and to defeat the corruption in the temple, and to set up right worship and right behavior amongst the people and righteousness in the land. They were expecting the Messiah to be victorious and powerful, to come in with much pomp and circumstance, and to be recognized for who and what he is, a commanding general, a king, and a high priest. That's what they were looking for. Not a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough. Not the child of a carpenter and a young woman. The child of a priest, a prophet, or a king. Unexpected characteristics. Unexpectedness is the hallmark of the gospel. Indeed, you find it throughout the scriptures. God chooses the least likely people to speak for him God selects the least likely people to be prophets and to lead the people and to speak to Pharaoh and to witness the resurrection and to proclaim the gospel as apostle. God selects the least likely to do his will. And because God has chosen the least likely, the fishermen rather than the scholars, the former prostitutes rather than the priestesses of the temples, because God has chosen the least likely or the most unexpected, the good news is that God will choose us too to proclaim the gospel, to be a light unto the nations, to express the love of God to all, to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. As God chose the unexpected, unlikely John the Baptizer, God chose Peter, God chose a doubter named Thomas, God chose a woman who was caught in adultery to be the first witness of the resurrection in all four Gospels. God chose a persecutor of the church to become the greatest apostle. God chooses a young woman and her carpenter fiancé to shepherd and care for and to bring into the world the Son of God, the Messiah. Yahweh delivers, Yahweh saves. God with us, Emmanuel. And as God has chosen them, God chooses us, also the least likely, to share the love of that Christ child with all. My friends, it's not expected, but it's what God calls us to do. Mary didn't expect to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and to conceive the Word of God in her womb and to bear the Christ child into the world, the Messiah, not just for the Jewish people, but for all people into life. She didn't expect this, but God chose her. Joseph didn't expect it, but God chose him to shepherd and care for and adopt this beautiful baby as his own. God chooses us. Unexpectedly, God chooses us to share God's love with a world that needs to hear and to receive the good news of the love of God. So often life gives us crawling out of boxes, Santa Chuckies. Terror and pain and fear and loss. Hurt families, crushed lives, painful experiences, injustice and oppression. And we are called to respond to this world with the good news of the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And not just in Advent and at Christmas, but through Epiphany and through Lent and Easter and Pentecost. Throughout the entire year, we are called to proclaim the good news of God's love for all. The love of God who came in the light of a baby over 2,000 years ago. The love of God who came and lived amongst us, laughed and cried, played, healed and fed, and died for us all. Let us accept the calling, the unexpected calling, to be the light of God's love for a broken and hurting world. Let us accept that calling and be witnesses to God's love for all. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God's people say.
your